Canto 12. The moment the best flame said its last word, the holy millstone once again began to turn, and from where that last word was heard, the ring of light, according to its plan of circularity, was turning yet, its course unfinished, when another one just like it formed around it, so they met each other's match in how the thing was done. All movements mirrored, each song echoed song, songs which our muses and our sirens hear on earth, though they should play however long on their sweet pipes, could never quite come near with their reflection of a splendor. When two rainbows, colorful and parallel, curve through thin cloud, the inner one again born into the outer, Juno bends to tell her handmaid Iris what to do. The voice of Echo lives again, the nymph whom love for her Narcissus left without a choice except to fade, as the bright sun above devours all vapors. People here presage the world, because of God and Noah's pact, will not be flooded in a later age, as once it was, and so we saw, in fact, those two wreaths of eternal roses turn around us, and the way the one within induced the outer one to sing and burn at its command. Then all the joyous din of that great dancing festival, its flame and song, its play of light with light, its grace, stopped altogether at the same moment with one accord. Our human sight works just that way. Whenever both our eyes, moved by one impulse, must together close and open. But then one new light gave rise to such a voice that as the needle shows the pathway to the star, I turned to it. The love, it said, that makes us beautiful, draws me to hail another master, fit to praise, since in his name we have heard all the good things said about my leader. Let great Dominic be lauded now, just as Francis has been, for both, let's not forget, fought for one end. Each son of glory has a right to shine, in one great blaze well met. Christ's army, the church militant, which cost so dear to rearm, slowly moved, and few and full of doubt, and looking next to lost behind their standard. Then the emperor, who forever reigns on high, provided for his soldiers in their peril, not from their deserving of his helping hand, but more from the unbounded mercy of his care. And as we said, two heroes he assigned his bride, and they inspired by word and deed his scattered troops. And where we look to find sweet Zephyr rising to breathe on the seed and spread new leaves in Europe by which she sees herself clothed again there in the west, not far inland from where the waves can be heard beating behind which the sun will rest in summer from his long trajectory and hide from men, lies favored in Castile, the town of Calaruega, by the shield protected where we see one lion kneel as subject and the other rule the field. And there the Christian faith's most faithful man, the holy athlete, gracious to his own and cruel to foes, was born. His mind began, as soon as formed, to show how, all alone, it had such power that in his mother's womb it made a prophet of her. So she dreamed about a dog let loose in a dark room, and in its mouth a hot torch that redeemed. And when the sacred nuptials between him and the faith before the holy font were signed and sealed, and each of them had been dowered by the other with all both could want of being saved, his godmother, who gave assent for him, saw glowing in her sleep a star set in his brow, which was the brave symbol of what would spring from him, and keep on springing from his heirs a marvelous fruit. And that his name might signal what he was, a spirit put the Lord's name at the root of his name, Dominic, spelt thus because the form possessive showed he was possessed completely by his God. Of him I speak as of the laborer Christ thought the best to help him in that garden where we seek eternity on earth, our holy church. Herald he seemed indeed, and of the house of Christ himself. For if today we search among his actions, all of them espouse Christ's love. Even the first, which has the ring of Christ's first counsel, which was, "First seek ye God's kingdom." And there was another thing. Often the nuns would find him silently awake, stretched on the ground, as if to say, "For this end am I come." Happy indeed his father, with a name fit to display Felice, satisfaction, as we read the grace of God set in his mother's name, Giovanna. Medicine and common law, from which bright students take now their world fame, had no appeal. He loved true manna more. Becoming in so short a time so great a teacher, that he tamed the vineyard, which soon withers if its keeper should be late, or lazy with his care, or would grow rich in the wrong way into the papal seat, not in itself, but in its occupant, less kind now to the just poor, yet replete in favor to itself, blind to its scant distance from decadence, he made appeal, not for the right to skim funds for good works, not for the first free post, not for a deal to milk the tithes, not for the cozy perks, but for the chance to fight the erring world for faith, the seed from which they grew, these 24 plants, each a flame unfurled, the singing fires that here encircle you. Then, like a torrent from a high spring hurled, with doctrine, zeal, and apostolic force, he went forth, and with mighty strength he fell upon those thorn bushes which were the source of heresy, and pummeled them pell-mell, most vigorously where they best fought back. From him there sprang the energizing streams, by which the thirsty saplings, when they lack sufficient water, flourish as it teems in the Catholic garden. If such was one wheel of Holy Church's fighting chariot, with which she saved herself and brought to heal her enemies, then surely you are not in doubt about the other excellence that Thomas spoke of before I appeared, and spoke so courteously. In one sense, however, its top rim is cracked and peeled, or put it this way, mold has lined the cask there where a good wine ought to leave a crust. The wine went bad. His family at their task had started on the one path they could trust, formed by his footprints, but they turned about, the one in front thrown on the one behind. The lax were lauded, and the strict cast out, and soon there'll be a harvest of the kind where tares, denied the barn, start to complain. Whoever searched our rule book page by page might still find on one leaf after some strain, "I'm what I once was, even in this age." But he would be from neither of the schools that vie to dominate the order now. The one that petrifies its hallowed rules of poverty, the one that tells how they count no more. I was the living soul of that man born in Bagnoregio, to lead the order and to keep it whole by always rating worldly matters low. Bonaventura was my name. And these? Illuminato, early follower of Francis, and among the first to please God with their barefoot poverty. They were the vanguard of the court. Here's Augustine, another of them. Then the mystic Hugh, who at St. Victor wrote the books that mean so much now. As, you must know, also do the writings of the bookworm Peter. Next, Peter the Spaniard, logic's champion, who codified it in 12 sheaves of text that shine below for you to dwell upon. The prophet Nathan foretold David's sin with someone else's wife, and Chrysostom fought greed and helped the great church to begin. And then Anselm, in all of Christendom, the greatest theologian of his time. And then Donatus, who once set his hand to grammar, the first art, so he might climb from verbal chaos and thus understand expressive form, one of the special fields of the Franciscan order. He who wrote so much of the great library that yields our knowledge about everything of note in exegesis is Rabanus. See him there. And then the abbot Joachim, born in Calabria, shines close to him. In life I quarreled bitterly with him. The world envisioned in his prophecy granted the spiritual significance beyond its bounds. But here we're reconciled, in how the bright connecting circles dance of love and knowledge. How St. Thomas smiles on you with all his courtesy, and fine judgment of glowing language is what draws this celebration from both me and mine, of such a mighty soldier for the cause, which is ours too. So this was all applause.